Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. It's good to have you this Sunday. Today, I wanted to talk about values, and I wanted to also question whether we are living according to our own values or if we're living according to someone else's. And first of all, I wanted to say that there's no right way to live, because sometimes we look at some people and we're like, oh my God, this is crazy the way they live. No one is crazy. No one really is crazy. We're just following what we value most. So for example, I'm single and child-free, and I intend to be that way. And I get a lot of reactions. Oh my God, like, are you going to regret it? Like, you're crazy. What are you going to do when you are 70? Are you not going to have any procreation or whatever it is called? And for me, that is right. The right way to live, because this is according to my values. My value number one is freedom. And that means that I want to have full control over my time, over my money, location, choices, anything. I just want to be free and choose by myself, for myself. And the other day I was speaking with a friend of mine, and her top value is connection. So she really enjoys being in the relationship, and for her, this is a natural state of being. And that's perfectly fine, because her top value number one is connection. Imagine if I said, okay, what is wrong with me? I want to live like her, because like, she has a perfect life and I would like to live her life as well. So imagine if I would try to follow her value, which is connection. For me, it is not even a top five. I think it is important, but I have other values that are more important than connection, such as integrity, such as simplicity. So imagine if I would try to follow her path and I would put myself out there for dating on the dating websites, and I would try to go on those boring dates and to find the one and to create a family. It just wouldn't work for me. And I would probably be miserable and question myself, what is wrong with me? Why can I not be happy? And why can I not get married and have kids and so on? So it is very important to tap into your own values. And that is why I'm single and why I like solo time. And I don't intend to change it anytime soon. And I'm not choosing a couple life, because if I wanted a couple, probably I would go for it and find it. But then I would probably try to get out of that ASAP. I mean, they have to be really good for me to kind of like forego my single life, because I am enjoying that. This is who I am. And no, being with someone wouldn't be a failure for me, but it would be a trade-off. It would be sacrifice, because I wouldn't be able to go on a hike by myself. I would probably have to trade my free time for being with that person. I have to say that it would be more of a sacrifice, because I really enjoy being free. And it is not a sacrifice that I am willing to make right now. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but at the moment, no, I don't want to trade that. And also, I am working hard. I'm working a lot of hours. I'm working in different side hustles and many jobs, because I'm trying to make as much money as I can so I can be free in the end. So also, this is according to my to my value number one, which is freedom, because that money will help me buy my future freedom. And this is why I'm investing consistently and saving with intention and living frugally. Investing feels like purchasing my future freedom. So sometimes I have to hold myself back from investing too much, because sometimes I actually dip into my emergency fund to invest, because I get super excited, because the more I invest, the more freedom I will buy. So for me, I'm a shopaholic of freedom, really. And with working a lot and with investing a lot, I'm actually not sacrificing anything. I'm actually crafting my future free life. And I'm building a life where one day I can wake up and say, today I will hike, tomorrow I'll rest, and then I'll choose to see what I want to do next. And I don't have to speak to anybody to decide what we want to do. I can choose what I want to do. So yes, don't fall into a trap of living by borrowed values. As I said earlier, if I thought that connection would be my value number one, because that's my friend's value, I would be probably on apps feeling confused, why I'm not fulfilled, why I cannot find anybody, why everybody's boring, and so on. I would be miserable, because this is not my game, that's someone else's game. And this does not mean that this game is less good. It just means that this is not my game. This is not the game I enjoy playing. So this is not for me. And it is the same with people chasing money for status when all they want is peace. So for me, I don't want the money. I want the money, but I don't want the money for status at all. Like, I don't want to have a status. I don't care about having status, but I want the money for freedom and peace. So if you're chasing money for status and you feel unhappy, maybe you want the money, but you want the money for something else, for some other value. And the values are like compasses that are pointing into our north, and our norths are different. Some people value freedom, like I do, or some people value connection, like my friend does, security, achievement, you can value creativity, integrity can be also your value. Integrity is my value number two. Therefore, I'm not a financial advisor. So it is very, very important to find that north and to direct your ship towards that instead of chasing somebody else's north. So know your direction and then walk your path, not someone else's trail. There are tons of tests online on how to find your value number one, value number two, or value number three. So find your value, find your number one value, and ask yourself, am I aligning my work, time, and my energy with it? Because when you do, even hard things like working on weekends, like I often do, or skipping stuff like eating out, the stuff that others love, they feel right. For me, not going to restaurants feels right. I'm enjoying cooking much more than eating somebody else's food, that's for sure. But also because it feels aligned. It actually does. Cycling to work instead of taking the tube, it feels right. That's what I do to get my freedom, because I'm living according to my values. So find your value and then find a life that is according to it. Build your own trail and build it one step at a time. Thank you so, so much for listening to this week's episode. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone. It means more than you think, because this episode grows one step at a time with one share at a time. So thank you so, so much if you do that. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that anything I say here, it is not individual financial advice. I do not know your situation, and always do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.